With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. University of California service and patient care workers across the state staged a two-day strike this week after filing unfair labor practice charges with the state. The union alleges bad faith bargaining. Union spokesperson Todd Stenhouse says the university has withheld important information and sometimes arrived unprepared for negotiations, among other complaints.
Most recently, essentially dropping a bomb in the middle of negotiations, announcing that they were going to unilaterally impose massive increases in healthcare costs without bargaining them, as they are required to do by law.
At the picket line in front of UC Santa Cruz, Janet Messino describes struggling with healthcare costs, currently $680 a month. She's worked as a senior cook and custodian for 23 years.
In January, with this increase, it's around $790, almost $800, for the health insurance what I have.
Many union workers already can't afford to live in Santa Cruz. Bus driver Kevin Parks has worked on campus for 25 years. He says transit jobs are extremely understaffed.
Yeah, we're just sending them a message, two-day strike, and withholding our labor and telling them you need to come to the table and give us a fair contract.
A statement from UC called the union's allegations of bad faith bargaining meritless. They say they've offered healthcare subsidies for lower paid employees, 5% pay raises, and to increase the minimum wage to $25 an hour. UC says the union has not acknowledged any of their proposals since May. After the strike, bargaining is expected to continue. Erin Malsbury, KAZU News.